Finally today, last night at midnight, Batman began. The new film, Batman Begins. Once a franchise, the movie tales of the Dark Knight have been missing from the screen for years, possibly because of the actor you're about to hear.
Don't kill me, man! Don't kill me! Don't kill me, man!
I'm not going to kill you. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Yeah, well, he was Batman. After appearing in two Batman movies, Michael Keaton decided he didn't want to do any more, though he is now appearing in another sequel, Herbie, Fully Loaded, about the Volkswagen. Perhaps not the best career move in the business. Joining us now is NPR's Kim Masters, who covers Hollywood for us. Kim, how about Michael Keaton's decision not to do another Batman movie? Is this one of the worst career moves in the history of the industry?
I wouldn't rank it quite that high. I think it was probably a questionable call, but there are others who really pull out in front of Michael Keaton.
Okay, well, let's look at the envelope. Who's there? What about film actors who've really messed up by refusing ongoing projects that would have paid millions and millions?
Well, I think the champion has to be Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin was supposed to be Jack Ryan in the series based on the Tom Clancy novels. He did The Hunt for Red October. He was supposed to do Patriot Games, but he behaved so appallingly that Paramount dropped him for Harrison Ford, who all of us now remember as Jack Ryan in these series of movies.
Let me go back to the Batman franchise, because there's another actor who had a try at it, Val Kilmer. Perhaps he, too, is in need of career counseling.
Yes, that Batman series seems to sort of grab a lot of actors. And Val Kilmer did one with the director Joel Schumacher, who pronounced him later one of the most psychologically troubled people he'd ever met. And he followed up by doing another movie with John Frankenheimer, where John Frankenheimer said there were two things he would never do: climb Mount Everest and work with Val Kilmer again. And this is another actor where it's a simple matter of really bad behavior.
Well, what makes these people make these choices that seem like obviously awful decisions, just never mind the artistic dimensions of whether or not one wishes to portray a cartoon character yet again, but you have to think, how much time are you going to spend in this costume as opposed to the tens of millions of dollars you may rake in for this film and the next one and the next one?
Well, the brass ring that everyone wants is sort of what Matt Damon has done. He's managed to be in The Bourne Identity. He's been in 1 and 2 and 3 is on the way. And yet he's not totally typecast in that role, and he can still do other things and be perceived as someone other than, for life, being labeled as that person. So that's what I think the concern is. That's why I think Leo DiCaprio really pulled back after Titanic. He didn't want to be that guy who was going to be a pop movie star. He wanted to be an artist, too. And that's a huge consideration for a lot of actors in Hollywood.
Okay, the new Batman movie out. Pretty good reviews I've seen so far. What about Christian Bale? Maybe he has the opportunity of a lifetime here, or at least a decade or so, to go on making more Batman films. Would this be a good career move or so-so?
Well, you know, it's very hard to predict. I mean, that is the trick for all of these things. I mean, we haven't even touched on another category of bad career move, which is the leap from TV to movies. And, of course, this is something that's been negotiated very well by people like Tom Hanks and George Clooney. But think about Tom Selleck and think about Ted Danson. Most notably, I should say, Shelley Long, who quit Cheers and vanished. So it's always hard to say. You throw the dice, you hope you're Tom Hanks, but you could be Shelley Long.
And NPR's Kim Masters, thank you for being you and being here on Day to Day.
Thank you.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.